All right, Claire Freeman, Claire everybody. Freeman!
Hey, y'all. Hey, girl. You're so adorable. I want to get in your pussy. LOL. We both like Lord of the Rings and Dark Knight. I am nice and blunt about my sexual thoughts. Can you blame me, baby? Winky smiley face. Here's my number to talk easier and maybe hang out soon. 847-612-REDACTED. His whole number is there. I got that message about 12 hours after setting up my OKCupid account. And have gotten many similar ones since, but that is still my favorite. This isn't going to be the most flattering story I've ever told. So I'm just gonna acknowledge that now and keep on trucking. I have never responded to a message on OKCupid. I started that account last July. So that's about a little over 400 non-responses that I've actively pursued. a perfect record. And I've been asked a lot about why I do that. And the general responses, especially since most of my friends are male and the ones I talk to a lot are male, range from, okay, well, what would someone have to do for you to actually respond to them? To which I say, I don't know. And the other side of that spectrum goes all the way to, you're a dick. And I know, that's terrible of me. What a shitty thing of me to do, is to just not respond. And because, you know, they put effort into these things, and I understand that, and I know that, and that's a shitty thing for me to do. And so I was thinking a lot about why I do that, and the conclusion I came up with is that I'm a cold, heartless bitch who enjoys making other people feel bad. Mm-hmm. No. Hey. Fuck you, Chris Geiger. We have that recorded forever. No, that's not why. That's terrible. I'm not that bad. I mean, the answer I basically came up with, that was my stock answer to respond to that, was that I'm scared. And which leads to the question of why. It's just this random person on the internet. I don't ever have to actually interact with them. I don't have to actually do anything. And so I've been thinking about that a lot, especially when I decided to tell this story. And what I think you can pretty much summarize that well in something that happened to me when I was younger and things that have happened since. But specifically, I got a phone call on my 12th birthday. And I picked up the phone. And my dad had answered it and gave it over to me. But it was a weird enough call that he stayed on the line. Because I picked it up and I said, hello? And the voice on the other line said, Claire? And it was a male voice. And I was like, I don't know any males who would be calling me, much less ones whose voices have changed. And I said, yeah? And he said, this is so-and-so. And I said, I don't know you. And I hung up. And I put the phone back. And my dad was still on the line. He said, wait, who are you? And the guy hangs up. And so, you know, it was at a time when you could just star 69, which we did, and called him back. And he answered the phone and had some strong words to say at my dad, which is a terrible idea. So my dad called the cops and tracked him down. And it turned out it was a 17-year-old in his basement in Arkansas who had gotten all my information from a chain email that I had sent out to some friends. And literally, the only information I'd given was like, you know, at some point, what's your last name? What's your parents' name? What middle school do you go to? And that was enough to get my phone number, full address, school that I went to, full name, probably, you know, my favorite color or something. And so, you know, before that, and very much so after, I was from a very internet-savvy family and was always taught, like, don't trust people online. Don't trust people online. These people are scary. If I was ever in, like, a game with a chat function and someone started talking to me, I would just not say anything. or respond at all. And I was thinking about it, and I really realized that OkCupid has nothing to do with it. Like, I don't respond to Facebook messages people send me because I get too nervous about responding. I was at a birthday party last night, and two people came up to me and, like, introduced themselves, and my reaction was like, "Hi, yeah, I'm Claire. I really need to walk over there for some reason," and would just leave. And that's what I do most of the time. And that's, you know, I think that part of it is being scared that they're going to be boring or mean or, you know, be able to physically overpower me, which literally almost everyone can do, because I'm very weak. And as much as I like to believe that, you know, the action movie that's happening in my head where I, you know, am suddenly super good at kung fu and can, like, totally fight them off would happen, I know from even basic physical confrontations that I will immediately just go fall to the floor if I'm pushed lightly. Like, I won't be able to handle that. And so that, coupled with the mentality that when I walk into a room, I feel like I'm immediately, you know, judged and scared of the people around me, even though I know that they're nice and they're my friends, because I've been, you know, just affected by that so much in my life, both online and offline, makes it very difficult to go up to people and trust them right off the bat that they won't be terrible. So I've been thinking about responding to a message. I still haven't, but I've thought about it. But I think the better thing for me to do might just be to be honest and delete that account. And I don't really have a good resolution for this story yet, but hopefully I'll figure it out one of these days.